There is additional support for breast cancer patients and their families in the Kimberley with a free support service covering the region. The McGrath Foundation has recently posted two nurses, one to Broome and one to Karratha, for the first time. And the iconic Australian charity funds 170 nurses around Australia. It was started in 2005 by Jane McGrath and her cricketing husband, Glenn. Breast cancer is one of the most common cancers in West Australian women, according to the State Health Department, and Australia-wide, one in seven women are diagnosed with breast cancer. Monique Fitzpatrick is the Kimberley's inaugural McGrath Foundation breast care nurse, and she's helping people like Broome small business owner Shelley Smith, who was diagnosed at the start of this year.
It's been a bit of a roller coaster. Initially, it's the shock that, you know, when you hear that word, like, and everyone you talk to seems to go through the same thing. And you sort of, there's so much information thrown at you so quickly that you really don't know, you don't understand sort of where to go and what's going to happen next, and it all happens so fast that you can't remember a lot of information you're told, and it's very hard to process stuff. So that was the hardest part at the start.
How has someone like Monique helped you navigate that then, Shelley?
Well, Monique's been awesome with offering me information. She's been really supportive with liaising with the medical team in Perth, and just, yeah, the trust of having a familiar face that you see every week instead of talking to a different person all the time, and, you know, having to relay your information over and over again, having someone like Monique there that can do that for you and can get a quicker response from the medical team down in Perth. And yeah, she's been really good with that.
Has that helped reassure you in some ways that you have got a familiar touchstone to call upon as you try and navigate all that you're going through?
Yeah, absolutely. I've, you know, called her numerous times, and, you know, if I've been worried about something, or, you know, and even with getting through ED, if I've had to go into ED, and she's been helpful with how to navigate that quicker and to make sure that things run smoothly for me. So yeah, invaluable she has been, yeah.
Monique, what is it like to hear Shelley say those things about you and the role that you have as the inaugural McGrath Foundation breast care nurse for the Kimberley?
It's really special to hear, I guess, making a difference to patients like Shelley. That's why we do the role. It's really important that somebody does feel supported. It's a really tough place to be. So being able to make that road just a little bit easier is, yeah, why we're here.
What does a typical day entail for you in this particular job, Monique?
Well, every day is a little bit different, but my role is hopefully patients, as they're diagnosed, they get referred to us and we're able to touch base with them and offer support as soon as possible. So depending on where people are at their treatment journey, just trying to do timely referrals and making sure they have the support that they need. Just being able to be that extra bit of support, I guess, and trying to help make that difficult journey a little bit easier. It's really tough, as Shelley knows, to try and get through to be able to, yeah, get through to the other side. There's been definitely some really tricky moments, and trying to offer that support and timely referrals, getting them the care that they need. Yeah.
And Shelley, how is your health currently?
I'm certainly doing a lot better now. I've had a lot of side effects, and I had issues with my the tissue expander they put in. My body seemed to be rejecting it, and I ended up in hospital with a fever because of it, so they had to take it out. So I've been back and forth from Perth earlier on, and then had a break from having to do that because I could have treatment in Broome. And then that happened, and yeah, so I was back to Perth again for a while, and that was really annoying because we were in also lockdown down there, so had no visitors at hospital. My husband couldn't even be there with me, but that was okay. We got through that, and then, yeah, since then, a bit of change of treatment as well, and all that sort of helped, and now I'm doing so much better, you know, not many side effects now, and yeah, I'm cruising now.
Monique, this is new for the Kimberley and Pilbara to have a nurse based in the north. Why are they needed?
The aim is to be able to provide a specialised breast care nurse for every patient that gets diagnosed, so that everybody with breast cancer has the support of a nurse there that they can go to and is able to provide the emotional and physical and psychosocial support from the point of diagnosis throughout their treatment. Up here, it's the first time we've had a breast care nurse. So for patients up here, it's support that they haven't had before. So just being able to coordinate, not only having to go through breast cancer, but they have to go down to Perth a lot of the time for treatment. Shelley had to go down for surgery and to start her chemo. So that's also a really big, really uproots your life, having to be taken away from home, away from family and your main support. So we're able to kind of network in with the McGrath nurses down there as well if they need additional support. Yeah.
And even though you were based in Broome, you're covering the whole Kimberley. So you might get a woman from Derby, a woman from a station or a community or as far away as Kununurra and Wyndham needing your advice and support.
Yeah. And with that, it's liaising quite closely with the clinics out in some of the more remote communities. It's really tricky for patients to be taken off country. So just making that a little bit easier. Sometimes there's really big words used in medical care and just making sure that patients are understanding what they're getting told.
Shelley, it can't have been an easy 8 or 9 months for you and your whole family. It sounds like Monique's been one of those bright little spots on your health journey. Yep. What else have you learned? What has this past year taught you?
I think probably the biggest thing that I've learnt from this is, number one, what we have with the medical system. I mean, I know it cops a hard rap a lot of the time, but everyone that I've come across with this journey, everyone in the medical teams, from the McGrath nurses to, the other breast care nurses in Perth and other surgeons, everyone has been really amazing, and they really do try and help you as much as they possibly can. They don't always get things right straight away. Sometimes it takes a bit of, trying a few different things out, and eventually they get there in the end, and that's the main thing. But the support they give you is amazing. And so I'm really thankful for that, and for the fact that we have, Medicare even, because it's offered so much. The treatment that I've had, costs a lot of money, and, that's been mostly covered, and that's really important. And even the support from the different foundations and stuff for the family, from cleaning and gardening to offering support with getting the kids to and from school, all that kind of stuff. You don't even realise what's out there until people like Monique go, well, actually, we can help with that. And you just go, oh, wow, really? it's amazing. I just had no idea that that was there.
Yeah, so you can concentrate on getting well again, which is the most important thing.
Yeah, that's right.
Monique, it's a free service. You. Often many people have made donations over the years to the McGrath Foundation, and that is just so essential. What else would you like Kimberley people to know about the McGrath Foundation breast care nurse position?
As you said, it's a free service, so it's open to anybody, whether they're in the public system or private system. It's as easy as getting online or searching for your closest breast care nurse, hoping that people reach out for support. Sometimes people, aren't covered or don't know about the services available. So, our goal is to make sure that everybody is supported going through that journey.
Monique Fitzpatrick, who is the Kimberley's first McGrath Foundation breast care nurse, and also Shelley Smith, who is from Broome and was diagnosed with breast cancer earlier this year. And it's the first time that the McGrath Foundation has been able to post two nurses to Australia's far northwest. The second nurse is based in Karratha and covering the Pilbara.